T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. And you know what? After that, I'm pretty sure Decatur just woke up. We are live at the Publix in Decatur at Sam's Crossing, and they are already open. So come on in. 6 a.m. opened up for us. This is the morning shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squidbill. He's the All-American national champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson.
Publix.
Yes.
I'll take that today.
Yes, that's right. You're welcome.
She is the first lady of Atlanta baseball, the queen of improv, a tofu tasting, Miss Allie Mack. We've got the commissioner, G-Unit Gordon Robinson in the house and back at home, waving creepily to an empty studio, thinking about a vanilla frosty, Mr. Dylan Tylon Matthews.
Vanilla Frosty would be good right now.
Mississippi monkey right there?
Yes, I did.
You almost went to the Mississippi monkey for a minute.
I almost went a COVID herpes monkey.
Yes, you did. You almost went to
the
okay. Anyways.
Anyways, we are live here at the Publix, like I said, at Sam's Crossing in Decatur. And I've already had a bear claw, so a sugar high is – we are in the midst of it. I've already had an orange juice, so I'm probably going to let Allie take over now because I'm – kind of bouncing off the walls over here.
I mean, you're high right now. You're going to crash soon. But Ron is taking great care of us. Yes, we have orange juice. We've got donuts. We've got coffee. Lots going on out here at Publix. If you want to put it in your GPS, the address is 2720 East Ponce de Leon Ave in Decatur. And you can come out and see us. They are open right now, like Bo mentioned. Mm-hmm. Opened early. So come on in. See us. Say hi. Get your goodies for this weekend, your supplies for the tailgate, whatever you need.
Yeah, yep. Maybe some Halloween candy, whatever. I mean.
Just no candy corn. You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
Shout out to the Brookhaven Police Department last week for them trying to be very nice and buying the candy corn. I wasn't in on the joke at first, and then I realized they were laughing at me. Then I was like, okay, cool.
I'm gonna need the Decatur Police Department to roll by. I mean, just to hang out and say, hey, I want to meet all the law enforcement. Hey, that way, if you ever leave here, and if I'm leaving later, and I might be going 10 over, hey, no, it's cool. I'm Squidbilly. Remember you? We met earlier. I gave you a bear claw.
I love the amount of falconry in here. Allie, I don't know if you noticed the Coca-Cola wall over here.
Oh, yeah.
Just unbelievable. This is a really, really nice Publix, I got to say. This is a really, really top-notch, man. Happy to be here.
I just noticed something. I don't know who did this, but I was positioned perfectly when I looked to my left, and I see the meats sign. Perfect for the meat man. I'm the meat man. It's like, so now I know where I can go find my meat for this weekend.
You do love your meat.
Okay, the address one more time.
If you don't, no one else will.
2720 East Ponce de Leon Ave in Decatur. It is 6:06 and we are off the rails already. If you stop by, I promise you'll get a show between these two. As far as your headlines this morning, here's what's happened since we last got to chat. The Ravens won last night in Thursday Night Football. It beat the Dolphins 28-6. Lamar Jackson made his return and threw 4 touchdown passes. Nebraska's Matt Rhule signed a 2-year extension through 2032. Blue Jays could take the World Series tonight. They lead over the Dodgers 3-2. Game 6 is tonight in Toronto at 8. And usually the phrase is no news is good news, but I'm not sure that's the case with no news on Trae Young. Hawks play tonight against the Pacers. Pregame starts at 6:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is at 7. But again, we're still waiting to hear what's going on since he left the game the other night.
Yeah, he's not going to play tonight, which is unfortunate. Doesn't mean anything long term, but you know, you can start to draw your conclusions. And I think you're right, and Bo mentioned this earlier. It's like the fact that we haven't heard, mm-hmm. and there's been no clearing. It's frustrating, to say the least. So, yeah, I'm kind of holding my breath looking at that situation with everything we've got going on with that Hawks team, with the expectations that there were coming into this season. I would love to, you know, just hear somebody hit us with the whisper of everything's cool, but it's not. So yeah. Here we are.
When you don't hear anything, you start to create your own narratives and your own – you finish the story. Your brain needs to finish the story, and that's what's happening right
yeah,
now
spot
with
on.
News.
Yeah, you can't – but I don't want to be the, oh, you just got to block it out. But you really can't worry about that. You're playing a team in Indiana who has not won yet this year, to my knowledge. And, you know, what you've got to do, they're 0-4. You got to go and get your third win. You got to get back to .500 and kind of – right the ship a little bit. You started out 1-3. It's not an ideal start. You've lost your superstar for, I don't know, indefinite. So the guys that are out there need to kind of go step up, beat a team that's a little bit down. That's a team that went to the finals. And now they have some injuries, obviously, coming into the season. So you can't – don't play with your food. Just beat them. Don't be a slump buster or a get right game, as Falcons fans call themselves these days. Go get a win for the Hawks, get to .500, and now start to look ahead.
Yeah, real quick before we get to the football stuff, I do want to ask this NBA Cup that obviously starts with this game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody care?
No.
I mean, I find myself caring more this year because they made a run last year. Where I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Are they doing the weird courts again?
Yep.
Okay, well, then I'll –
that's how you know.
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, it's just – they're just so drastically off-putting. Like, they almost hurt your eyes, some of these courts. I mean, it's – some of them are, like, bright red with, like, just – like, I don't know. I don't like – I like my court be look like a hardwood.
Yeah. Well, I think if that's the biggest issue with it, then I'm cool. You know what I mean? Like, I don't – I just – I'm gonna probably just – follow along with it, you know, outside of the Hawks for just a little bit. See if the Hawks can make a run. But
I almost,
I'm just curious.
Well, the Hawks court actually looks pretty good. Even it is exactly what I said, the bright red. But it's got the Hawk, like the old school. I say the old school, the mid-90s Hawk logo in it.
Yeah,
That actually looks pretty cool.
It. Yeah, it looks awesome.
You know what I think, though, is this is going to irritate some people? I think the winner of the Cup should automatically make it at the minimum the play-in.
I don't disagree with that.
Because what's the point of doing it then? Like, what is the point? What is the point of doing it?
Just money right now, I feel like.
I know, but
I don't know. But the playoffs in the NBA is so watered down already that I hate to just throw a team that was good for, you know, in the beginning of the
season.
But
hold on a second. You're already going to get
– we'd be on the verge of doing some NASCAR stuff.
You're already going to get like a 39-44 team or some – or 43 team in the play-in round anyways.
Yeah.
So what's – and it would make them – It would make, you know, for a team, think about like, I don't know, who's a bottom barrel team that's going to be, like the Nets, right? The Nets are 0-5. What if the Nets, like, somehow they win 5 games in the next 20, but they're all like the in-season tournament, and all of a sudden now they're like, hey, well, they got a shot to make the playoffs.
I don't know,
because
man.
Of that, and they're at least going to be in the play-in, and then, you know, you never know. But, I mean, what else? If I'm a Nets fan, I have no reason to watch their season.
Well, the problem is you can't liken this to NASCAR, but you and I have had this conversation on air. If you win the first race of the season, they do it 500, you're in the playoffs.
Which I don't like. NASCAR.
And I hate it. That's my point is I'm like, I hate that, because what does that guy do? He wins the Daytona 500, then he's like, man, we can try out some things for the rest of the year. We don't really have to worry about winning a race. We're already in the playoffs.
And I know the championship weekends at NASCAR, we're way off base now. If NASCAR really wants to get it right, they would make it where you have to qualify in the points and have a win. Not just get a win and be outside of like the top. I think you got to be in the top, what, 16?
Yep.
And have a win. That, not just get a win and be only in the top, I think it's top 30
yeah.
right now.
I could go off on this forever, but I'm not going to, Allie, because I can see you're ready to turn the page.
Well, I'm glad, actually, that you brought up the NASCAR championship, because we will be having a little bit of fun with that coming up when you make your picks at 7:40.
I'm ready.
All
I'm
right.
ready.
So that'll be at 7:40. But, hey, this weekend, Falcons, of course, we know, play the Patriots on the road. Pregame with Mike and Bo here. We'll start at 11 on 92.9 The Game. Kickoff is at 1 with Wes and Arch. We did get some injury updates yesterday. Michael Penix and Drake London are both day-to-day. They were limited.
Them and the rest of the starting lineup,
yeah,
apparently.
Basically.
Be careful what you read. I did read someone putting a wrong injury report out there, but the injury report yesterday was brutal. I mean, pretty much everybody was limited in practice. But the reality is hear me out. This is positive squid. I came away with it going, hey, we didn't have one guy that didn't participate. Not one guy. Zach Harrison, who the day before did not participate. Casey Washington, who the day before did not participate. Leonard Floyd, who the day before did not participate. They all were out there, and they were going through it in some way, shape, or form. The Storm Norton thing being a full participation, it is a full-on, and based on Raheem's statement, I believe it was either Monday or Wednesday, I can't remember which presser, but it is a full-on competition right now for the right tackle spot.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see how that all pans out, and I'm with you. Obviously, you're happy everybody's back and at least participating. Doesn't mean they're going to play, but they're participating. And there was a little bit of wind taken out of my sails Wednesday as we're talking about our defense, and we're like, who needs to have a good day? And I'm like, Leonard Floyd has to have a good weekend. You know what I mean? And then you look at the injury report, it's like, did not participate, Leonard Floyd. I'm like, oh, God, that's not good. Because I really think that he can be an integral part of the way we're, you know, going to approach defending New England. And I think we have to, and we have to be good out on the edges, and we have to be able to good, you know, good against the tight end blocks and everything else going on. So I'm with you, man. It was overall good news, but I'm waiting on even more to hopefully come down today.
I think we talked about this earlier in the week. I'm pretty sure we've talked about this at some point. If I had to take one guy that didn't play Sunday and take one player that didn't play Sunday and I can give him – and he's – and I will say he's back this week. Who is it?
Mine is Drake London. I think that you're probably going to go a different route, but mine would be Drake London. And we talked about the offensive players alone, talk about, you know, Michael Penix as opposed to Drake London. And my thought was, if Drake London's on the field, Kirk Cousins might be a lot better. If Michael Penix is on the field without Drake London, I don't know that we get that much of a different result. So
I honestly think Drake London is a great pick. I could go about four different defensive players.
Yeah.
But I'm going Jalen Walker because I think his skill set might be needed now more than ever for this team. I think he is – first off, he's the best edge defender we have against the run as far as an actual edge player. The edges, the pass rushers, the Jalen Walkers, the Leonard Floyds, the James Pierce Juniors, Arnold Ebiketie. I think Jalen Walker's the best already. I think he's the most instinctual. I think his technique is the best about not allowing himself to get constantly pinned to the inside, which is one thing that we saw last week. Floyd had a couple of times. Pierce has had it two games in a row, and I know he's working on it. That was the weakness of his game coming in, and he's trying to get better. But I think it makes your edge, your perimeter rush defense better right there. I could go with Zach Harrison because he can do it all. But I think Jalen Walker for me. Plus, you can move him around everywhere. He has a skill set that no one else on the defense really has.
Well, because it is Falcons Friday, we're going to continue to preview this game, let you hear more from Raheem and Zach going into this weekend. It's next with the Morning Shift. We are live from Publix in Decatur on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odd.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. We are live from Publix Indicator on Ponce de Leon. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Gordon, of course, out here with us, and Dylan is behind the glass, back at the station, playing all the Halloween hits for us today. The crew out here, Ron and his buddy, has just brought us these new pretzels infused with hazelnut.
I'm embarrassed.
There is chocolate dripped across them with powdered sugar as well. And Mike, you tried it during the break. We need your review.
The chocolate breath. Dude, I'm not even joking with y'all. That was a 10 out of 10.
Well, you don't have to tell me that you're not joking. I could tell because you went offensive lineman on that thing.
Yeah. That was the definition of inhaling some food.
That, first off, that's a man's pretzel.
That was
okay. That would have taken me 10 minutes to eat.
I'm not even trying to be ridiculous. That was unbelievable. Y'all should definitely dip your toe in that water.
Here's the deal. People are going to think I'm making fun of you because I'm 5'8 and you're 6'6. But the reality is, you ate that pretzel so fast that, or what is it called?
It's a pretzel. Chocolate pretzel.
You ate it so fast that it would have taken me 10 minutes.
You were like, what did it look like?
Yeah.
I didn't even see it. It was gone.
Is there any left over? Can I get a bite?
I had no designs on eating the whole thing, but I couldn't stop.
They're changing lives in here in Publix right now.
That's crazy.
That's all I'm telling
you. That was so good.
I needed to get some research done on the pretzel. What does the BR stand for? Is it bread, pretzel?
I'm sure that's what it is.
It says it right there. That's a whole sheet on it. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Hazelnut infused?
It's infused with hazelnut. Right. It's got chocolate across the top,
highly
powdered
recommend.
Sugar.
There you go. Y'all get on that, man. That was unbelievable. I'm actually nervous.
I think I'm going to get them large tray to go and just hand them out for Halloween tonight.
That would be delicious.
You'd be the hit in the neighborhood.
Eat it yourself before the trick-or-treat.
That and Almond Joy.
I saw someone bragging on our Facebook page. Make sure you come by our house to get the full size candy bars before they're all gone.
Oh, here we go.
So I'm gonna take a picture of those. But make sure you get to my house before all the pretzels are gone. Jeez. Yeah. They were basically name dropping themselves.
Full size. It's like one of those things. That's how you know that somebody made it. You know. And we talked about this the other day. But there's just certain things. You know. You go back to your childhood. You're like. You ever go to your friend's house and they're like, hey, man, you want another juice box? You're like, wait, what?
You can have more than one.
I can have two?
You can have two?
No. I can have both Pop-Tarts from the package? No. You can't do that.
Well, considering it's only 6:25 in the morning, we've already got donuts, orange juice, coffee, these pretzels out here. It's going to be a food-filled morning out here at Publix. If you want to stop by, say hi, get your groceries for the weekend, be efficient with your time this morning, come on out and see us. It's 2720 East Ponce de Leon Ave in Decatur. Now, the Falcons, of course, we know, are taking on the Patriots this weekend. We're kind of previewing the game on this Falcons Friday. I want to play some audio from Zach Robinson as they get ready for this game this weekend. He was talking about his scouting report on the Patriots defense.
They're just really sound across the board. They've got, you know, talent at all three levels. You look at the interior part of the defensive lines, the edges. They've got really good players across the board. So we know we'll be in for a great challenge. Our guys will be fired up, like I said, ready to roll, but they just play very fundamentally sound. They don't get beat, and so we know we're going to have to out-execute them. It's going to be an execution game because they're not showing too many different looks, different than some of the teams we played. You kind of have a good understanding. They'll mix up their looks, of course, like any defense, but it does come down to just straight execution and who out-executes on both sides of the ball.
Let's do a drill, Mike.
I'm gonna
go through each level of the defense and name the player that could worry me the most.
Okay.
And then I want you to do it and let's see if we land on the same people.
Okay.
Milton Williams, front.
I'm gonna go with Christian Barmore.
Okay.
I think he's got a higher pass rush win percentage probably, so he's been pretty terrifying in that aspect.
And Milton Williams worries me in the interior that if we don't play, if we're not physical enough up there with some of those guys, can he make us pay?
Yeah.
Robert Spillane.
Can I count an outside linebacker? Can I give you Clavon Chaisson?
Yeah, that's I consider that. I'll consider that. Yeah.
He's got 4.5 sacks this year. The combination of him and Christian Barmore absolutely terrifies me. I know that he can play off the ball, but most of the time he's on. So, yeah, I'll go back at the second level. I'll give you the outside linebacker, Clavon Chaisson.
Yeah, and I use Spillane because I saw him moving everywhere.
Yeah.
And I think he looked very very quick. Now, he was playing the Browns offense.
So. Who do you think he's most like on our defense? Because you obviously can't say Divine Diablo anymore, but he's definitely like that guy. Like he's the one they're kind of leaning on at all times.
Well, I think he's plays that role in their defense. I think Christian Ellis plays more of a role when he's out there kind of like his brother. Caden, which is funny.
It is.
This one's harder. I think their secondary is good, but I think their secondary is better because of the front seven. I'm going to go with Christian Gonzalez. I don't know who else I really go with.
I'm glad you said that because name recognition, I think Christian Gonzalez, but I've actually been watching and I think Carlton Davis is playing better right now.
Well, I was never overly impressed with Carlton Davis in Tampa.
In Tampa, I agree. I'm on the same page.
But I do think he played. I think he might have had his best season of his career last year in Detroit.
He's just playing really efficiently right now. He's got 26 tackles, 2 PBUs, and a quarterback hit on the year. But and I'm with you. Like I look at Christian Gonzalez, and I'm like, I automatically watch him because he's obviously a name. You know, first round pick just a couple of years ago. There's a lot of expectations for a guy like that. I think you have to pay attention to him. But I also think there's a lot being put on Carlton Davis inside of this defense. And he is a, what now, eighth-year player. He's a veteran. And I think he's playing at a pretty high level, as are most all the guys they have back in the secondary. And I know there's been a lot to be desired about their past defense. But I do think Carlton Davis has had a pretty good year.
Well, we know there's been a lot of pressure on Zach Robinson going into this weekend. There's been a lot of conversation surrounding him and his offense. If you are Zach and you are taking the team to New England, what is your game plan this weekend?
Dude, don't even ask me because I'm throwing everything out. No, I think there's two different questions. First of all, what would I do? And what do I think Zach is going to do? I think Zach is probably going to have to put in more misdirection.
Well, she actually, what would you do though if you were Zach?
Well, what I would do is I would add in first of all some pin and pull concepts more than we have, and I'm not talking about gap scheme plays or power or anything like that, pulling guards. I just mean simply the plays we've seen once every few games in the past where you have a Drake London that'll block down on an edge player and allow Jake Matthews to get outside of him. You know what I mean? I think that's the simplest, and I know that that's already in the game plan. I know we've run – I think we ran power or counter one time this year. We ran one counter, so I know that that's in there as well. But it hasn't really presented itself as an opportunity. Yeah, I mean, I would go back and try to attack the perimeter because obviously that, you know, gets this defense off balance and, you know, allows you to do some different things. It can happen on the backside. I would get a pass early to Charlie Warner. I would put him in kind of that jump set where he's in shotgun with Michael Penix, and I would leak him up through the A-gaps out of the backfield when they bring those double A-gap mug type looks, and I would get a ball to him early just to let people know and put this defense on notice that that is a possibility. And so that's the first two things I'd lead with. The third thing is I'd run a freaking bootleg or some type of play action pass, and I would have the running back, whoever's back there, attack the line of scrimmage. Not this, I'm counter-stepping this way, I'm counter-stepping this way, nobody believes me, but that's okay because we ran a play action pass. Nobody believed you last week. Ran two of them. Nobody believed you, all right? You did hit a couple of big plays. One was a pass interference. One was a big play early to Kyle Pitts, but it wasn't believable. And I think you get a lot more success if you go out and try to do some more of that.
There was a play we used to run a lot. I feel like a lot when Matt and Julio were there early in games, and you would line up Julio, and he would kind of start out and then break in on like an inside break in a little slant, right? First play of the game. I'm throwing it. No, not well. Let me refer. You got to. The look has to present itself, right? You have to put a little bit of trust in Penix. But I need that to Kyle Pitts ASAP. And the reason is, for one, I got him running away from guys. I'm throwing to the interior in the middle of the field, and I think that's a route that if the throw's accurate and if he's physical at the top of the route and wins, he might run away from somebody depending on if they kind of load up. I think it's got to be a first down play where they're trying to kind of bring an extra. Now again, like it's one of those plays. I am adding the shallow drag route will have a huge comeback if I'm on play Sunday, because I've got it. The problem that we've gotten, and I think that we've played almost too much to what we want, what our players feel comfortable doing, which is wide zone, not throwing the ball in the middle of the field, all this kind of. You got to look. We can blame coaches all we want, and I think a significant amount of blame goes to the coaches. But at some point in time, the players got to be responsible for what they put on film too. Okay, and if they're not being physical enough up front, it helps when guys don't know what's coming. But at some point, everybody knows on third and fourth and short what the Bills are going to do, and they line up anyways and blow you off the ball and get the first down. Right, I'm not going to do the Eagles because that goes in a whole other conversation. At some point, you got to line up and say, "I'm going to beat your ass because you're the guy across from me." And it's got to be in all facets of the game. But I need to bring back to this offense or to it the things that we don't do for whatever reason. And it almost seems like it's because we're not comfortable. And I can't get over the comment that Chris Lindstrom made to you and Dylan at training camp when he was I think Dylan asked, but I can't remember. About doing different things, and well, we do what we're good at.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I think you do what you're comfortable at, and you don't want to do what you're uncomfortable at. You got to start being comfortable with the uncomfortable.
Yeah, you got to rip the Band-Aid off. But I think that he, I don't blame him for making that comment. And the question was, what he'd been working on this offseason, and it was, hey, I've been working on wide zone. That's what we do. You know, that's what we're comfortable with. That's what we do. I've been trying to get better at that, and I'm sitting there going, okay. I mean, that's fine. I understand that. And I think there's, you know, listen, that's why he's made his money. That's why he gets paid $20 million a year throwing wide zone. But I do think, you know, that he needs to be more involved out in space. And that's it. They've started to utilize him in the screen game. To go back to your comment about middle of the field, we've got to design a screen that attacks the middle of the field. Like, I'm so sick of the Bijan off-tackle screens, throwing out to Kyle Pitts with a couple of blocker screens. Like, these perimeter screens are fine, and they have their place. But a three count in the middle where Bijan runs through the A-gap and then turns around and gets the ball after a three count or something along those lines, we could easily implement that. And then a guy like Chris Lindstrom, who is athletic and is 305 pounds, can get out in space up on a safety and really go to work.
They got to get Darnell Mooney the ball running away from people too. He is, like, literally when he came here, we watched film, and everybody wants to talk about he can stretch the field and he can, you know, put pressure on the defense deep. Mike and I watched him, and we came away with, there's your yak guy right there. You know, Drake London shouldn't be leading the team in yak. All right, he just shouldn't. And that's not a knock on Drake, but when you have the guy like Darnell Mooney, and I think Bijan might lead the team in yak, to be honest with you. But the reality is that Darnell Mooney needs to have better, and they've got to get him involved. Just like they make we make all this effort to get Kyle Pitts involved. I need to make an effort to get Darnell Mooney the ball, either running away from people or in his hand where he can make something happen instead of, 40 yards down the field.
Well, we're going to be breaking down this game for Falcons Friday all morning long. I do want to remind you that tomorrow, noon to 2, you can join me at Lusab Kia Incoming as we are getting ready for Sunday's game. Someone's going to walk away with the ultimate tailgate kit. That's that 50-inch 4K smart TV you hear me talking about all the time. Someone else will take home tickets to an upcoming home game, and that is, again, tomorrow, noon to 2, at Lusab Kia Incoming. Coming up next, it is a big weekend for college football. We're going to get into some of those games, and we got my Mac drop. Got a few things to settle. Mike and Bo will be the defendants and have to plead their case in candy court. That is next with the morning shift live from Publix in Decatur on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
See ya. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. We are live from Publix in Decatur on Ponce de Leon. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Gordon is out here keeping us on air. Dylan's behind the glass playing all your favorite Halloween tunes today. Happy Halloween, by the way.
Ding.
I got to give out this address for Publix because they're giving us so many goodies. And it's like insider information we have right now. 2720 East Ponce de Leon Ave in Decatur.
Come holler at us.
I just saw something happen that I've never seen happen like the way it did. Like normally, you know, I'm the one that grabs whatever they bring over quickly and goes right into it. Mike just had his moment with the pretzel.
Yeah.
But you just had yours, Allie.
Yeah.
I mean, and
give me that.
Record time. Normally, if Allie dips her hand into anything that they bring us, it's normally that she waits till they're done talking. They've walked away, and she's almost like shameful, like, I'm going to grab a little bit of that. But they're handing us something, Mike, and she, like, was consuming it before he could finish telling us what it was.
I'm going to let her say what it is, and I'm going to tell you how it looked in real time. Go ahead.
Okay, so Ron brought over the holiday edition of Coke Zero. It's the holiday creamy vanilla. It does not come out until next week.
Yeah.
I do have to tell you, back in the day when Coke released Vanilla Coke the first time, I mean, I kept that thing afloat. I financially backed
that. Paid the light
because,
bill.
Yes. And so Coke Zero kind of is my love language. This is my favorite beverage. And so to now get to try the holiday creamy vanilla, it's just amazing.
So what it looked like was, have y'all ever seen those super slow-mos of like a frog getting a fly out of the air with its tongue?
Yeah.
Bro. When that Coke can goes like, whoosh. I was like, where'd it go? Oh, my God. She's already in there. So I mean, that's exactly what it looked like.
Yeah, poor Ron was mid-sentence, and you heard
It sounded like some kind of sound effect track. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I'm about to dive into.
Allie, I feel you though, because vanilla Coke. Oh my gosh, that used to be my drink too. I try not to drink soda much anymore. But man, vanilla Coke and then also cherry vanilla Coke.
Oh, I know.
Game changers.
Oh, I know. But Dylan, you got to try this one because this tastes exactly like the vanilla Coke from back in the day, but it's Coke Zero. So I love that. I love that so much. And then we also have a ton of other things going on. We've got churro and key lime Greek yogurt dips from Boar's Head. They're just bringing us all the goodies. Please stop by this morning if you have time. You can be efficient with your time, get your groceries for the weekend, come say hi to all of us, and maybe try some of the treats that we've got going on over here as well. But we do have some college football to talk about. Well, it is Halloween weekend, which only means one thing. Georgia, Florida going down this weekend. UGA is favored by 7.5. Over under is 50.5.
Ooh, go ahead, Bo. I mean, I know we're not picking right now, but I'm sure that you've got your eye on said game and would love to dive into this conversation.
I think there's a lot of Billy Gonzalez is obviously now the coach after Billy Napier is fired. They have, you know, so that means because Billy Napier was a play caller, you know how a new play caller, everything. I just don't know what they're going to do with this offense. Vernell Brown is going to be out. And so is Mizell for them, Aiden Mizell. But Vernell Brown has been the best player all year at the wide receiver spot for Florida. I think Florida's best player actually for the season has been Jaden Ball, the running back actually from the state of Georgia. He's phenomenal, and that's what Florida needs to get back to. I think this Georgia run defense is susceptible to the run, and I think that if Florida can get back and do what they want to do, they're going to want to run the ball. Look, we know Dallas Wilson's out there, and Trey Wilson's been back as well. But to me, the way Florida wins this football game, or it even just keeps it close, is they come out there and they establish a run game that went off against Texas. And I do think that Georgia is not the run defense they've been. I actually think that the thing that helps this, Mike, the most is – Georgia's cornerbacks are brutal, okay? And Dallas Wilson, there's not a Georgia DB, I think, that should be able to cover Dallas Wilson. However, you have to pick your opportunities. You have to try to basically get that defense so focused on the run that they give you those one-on-ones, because I'm not sure there's a lot of guys in the country that can cover Dallas Wilson one-on-one.
Yeah, it's interesting to me, too, because obviously, you know, I pay attention. I think when you gamble and do different things and you look at the lines, it's like almost not even worth breaking the game down because Vegas has already thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, well, they're going to win and cover because this, that, and the other. And I'm like, okay, Vegas has already considered that. Mm-hmm. Vegas is a lot smarter than me. And so I do look at this line, and from the outside looking in, the line should be a lot bigger. You're talking about a team who hasn't been great in Florida and just fired their coach, and Georgia, who literally has the best coach in college football and a ton of talent on the roster. But to Bo's point, they're not as talented defensively as they have been. So I think that's why you see the line start to reflect that. But, you know, I think this is another one of those classic Georgia games that we've seen all season. Tennessee, you know, Auburn, these other games like this where Kirby Smart is just so stinking good, as is Glenn Schumann and Bobo, so stinking good in the second half of these games that I think that that's probably when this game plays out.
And Georgia has pulled away traditionally lately in this game. I mean, there's been a couple here and there where they just blew doors, but, you know, look at last year. This game is – I think Florida was either had the lead or was trailing by just like one or like maybe two or three at halftime last year, and Lagway got hurt in the game, and that changed the game. So look, if I was putting money on this game, I would put my money on Georgia to win. I don't even know how I would do the cover, but the over under is where I would probably look at the most, because that over under is that. That smells.
A little foreshadowing for Man Up Monday. I'm just just thinking towards the future.
That's smells. A 740. All right, another big game. Number 20, Texas hosts number 9, Vanderbilt.
Are we – I don't want to go this right now because I want to talk about the game, but is Clark Lee going to be at Vanderbilt long term? Like, we're starting to see these contracts come out for Cignetti and Rule and, you know, some of the other stuff, the movement in and around college football. And I just look at Clark Lee – and I'm looking at Texas being favored, and I'm simply going, that is because they're so much more talented. They're just so much more talented. And we talked about Pavia and Arch yesterday and the opportunity for Texas to possibly play a backup. But Texas and Vanderbilt, they're essentially saying, are the same, and Texas is getting 3 points for being at home, which is crazy. Do you understand how crazy it is that we're talking about Vanderbilt going to Austin, Texas, in a three-point spread against the Longhorns? But that's kudos to Clark Lee and the product that he's built there in Nashville.
I don't know if he'll be there long term. I think when you hire Vanderbilt, you hire coaches that you're like, well, we're hiring you, and then you'll be gone in 3 years. Because we'll either fire you,
hopefully,
or, yeah, we'll either fire you, or you'll take us to a level. But I don't know. I'm not even gonna like act like I know what their NIL money is.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I do know one thing: Vanderbilt, for the first time, seemingly made a commitment when they went and got Diego Pavia, because they brought in his coach. They brought in the guy that ran his offense, and now their offense has struggled the last few weeks. Their defense has been, I mean, let's be real. Their defense won the game last week.
Yeah,
Pavia is still a Heisman candidate on name value alone. I mean, he obviously is their key on their offense, but he's not putting up Haynes King, Gunnar Stockton type numbers.
I'm with you on that.
And quick reminder that each Wednesday night you can join Damian Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation. It's a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. Brought to you by Ingles, low prices, love the savings. That's Prep Sports Nation, Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, guys, we've got Candy Court today. I am Judge Allie Mack, and the defendants are Mike and Bo here. And we also have Bailiff Dylan Matthews back at the station.
All right, please, for the Honorable Judge Allie Mack.
I don't like this, man. I don't like this, Bo. This is not good.
Dylan, feel free to ask questions, poke holes in their arguments today. I'm going to give you scenarios, and you basically just have to debate.
Okay.
Which all one. Right. All right, and it is all Halloween-themed or sports-themed. All right, okay. So you know these scenarios. Trunk or treating instead of trick or treating. Community convenience or holiday cop-out.
Did you say trunk or treating?
Mm-hmm.
It's a cop out. It's a cop out, just simply put. And I've participated in both. I think there's a place for trunk or treating, not on Halloween. All right. Do trunk or treating the Saturday before.
Mm-hmm.
Do whatever. We went to a high school and did it. Like, it's really, really cool. There's a place for it. Church parking lot, whatever you want to do. But on Halloween, by God, you better be going to knock. As a matter of fact, I think it's a great opportunity for my children, as I'm keeping them safe, to learn to talk to strangers. I make them say trick or treat.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm fully on board. Trunk or treating, any other day other than Halloween, you are going to knock on the door and you're going to talk to strangers on Halloween. I know that sounds a little bit weird for my 5-year-old, but that's just how I feel.
I think it really is more about the parents. It's a way for the parents to go and not have to walk around and have a couple of cold drinks and sit in one spot. Trunk or treating for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think it is. So. But I also don't think most people do it on. Is there one actually held on Halloween?
Some
are.
Yes,
we had one at the club yesterday. Obviously, we didn't go. She's just not big enough for that. But last night, and people were pulling their golf carts up, and I was like, oh, I see what's happening here. Y'all are just using this as a chance to drive your golf cart up here and drink while your kids run around.
I think for the most part, though, and it's because it doesn't apply this year, but for the most part, some years when it's like on a Tuesday or Wednesday, that's when the trunk or treating starts to come out. They're like, we're not going to walk the neighborhood on a Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. Like, we'll just all meet at whatever said location and we'll do it that way.
All right. I've got one that's a little bit touchy here, so I'm going to say it carefully. Falcons fans who bring up 28-3 every time we talk playoffs, guilty of trauma dumping or just stating the facts of life? Bo, what say you?
I don't know because I don't think it's necessarily just stating the facts of life with it, because we don't need to hear about it constantly. I'm sick of it. I'm over it. So I guess it's stating the facts of life.
Okay. Okay. Took a turn there.
You put this man in a dark place.
I'm sorry.
You put this man in a dark place.
You know, I don't know. Like, I still haven't watched the game. Back, still haven't watched it. Back.
You don't need to.
I DVR'd it. I was obviously there. I DVR'd it, and I'll every time it comes on or I see it on, I scroll through it. You know, it's NFL Network a lot. Just it does put me in a dark place.
Yeah, you know what's
what kind
interesting?
Of food they
got? What's interesting about that? What he just said. I was actually working with Steak probably a month after that game, and I
was on with Stake. We were at Matt Ryan's golf tournament. And Stake starts the interview with Matt, and he goes, "Hey, man, how you holding up?" Matt's like, "I've been fine. You know, I've been good." And I had the second question, and I looked at Matt, and I go, "Have you watched the game yet?" And he said, "Absolutely not. I don't plan to either." And I wonder if he's still watched it to this day, because that was his answer.
I don't think there's any reason to. I would, if I was him, I could see me watching the game one day. I don't know how he ever could, because if you go back and watch that game,
brutal.
He played almost as perfect as he could play.
It's trauma dumping.
Let's move on to something really fun.
Good.
It's trauma dumping.
Adults wearing costumes to work. Fun spirit or attention-seeking behavior?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
But I don't know, because this one is almost like a subcategory in a top five. Like,
don't have to go that deep. Just answer.
Well, there are a lot of people that only do it for attention grabbing. But okay. I think some people just still love Halloween. I love the good costume party.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't.
That's not what we're talking about. That we're talking about at work.
I understand. I'm getting there. But I don't feel the need to dress up at work.
All right. Yeah, I'm gonna say attention seeking. That's I like the kids that like dress up when they go to school. Like that's cool. But you don't need to do it at work. Come on, man. Just go home. Just clock out early and go home and change.
Although I did dress up today.
Well, Mike, why can't people do it at work? Kids can do it at school.
Are you dressed up right now?
Yeah, Dylan's
dude.
Got the vampire teeth.
Sorry about
Does
that.
Does he really? Definitely.
Yeah, I'm like, Dylan, nobody's here. What'd you dress up for?
I pictured Dylan back there behind the glass with one of those blow-up T-Rexes with the fan inside of it, you know, nice. Where he's looking out the neck, and he's just working the computers and the phones.
All right, two-word answer. Two-word answer on this next one. Skipping a Halloween party because you have to get on 285 to get there. Atlanta reality or weak excuse?
Atlanta reality. 1,000% Atlanta reality.
Yeah, absolutely.
totally agree.
I'm not getting on 285 to go to the Halloween party.
Well, congratulations. You guys survived Candy Court. I know it
Thank
was
you.
So harsh. Coming Thank up, you. It is Falcons Friday. We all want a win this weekend. What do the Falcons need to do to get it done? We're going to talk about it next with the Morning Shift live from Publix Indicator on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.